And now, the Merrick and Australia 2016 Listener Awards.
Yes, the prestigious awards. Joined this afternoon by co-host Scott Dooley and stand-up comedian Nath Valvo. You can go and see him in Sydney at the Comedy Store this weekend. Boys, basically, each day I've picked a category.
Yep.
And found the best listeners and awarded a win up for that. Today, the...
Category?
Category. Thank you.
It's always nice for an audience to know that they're being secretly ranked. I think that's what I like about this segment. That you've been judged this whole year and you had no idea.
Putting you into categories off air. Okay. Today's one is, and cop this, this is just so Triple M. It's awesome. Best criminal, past, present, or future.
That's great.
How do you be a future criminal?
Right. Well,
that's a good point, actually. I think you find ways is the answer to that.
No? Okay. It's a Christmas tale take on criminality. You there, boy. Go find me the hottest car so we can chop it for parts.
Okay, our first finalist is Brett.
14 years ago, the last time Australia finally won the Bledisloe Cup, I can only ever say to my mates when I tell them that it was due to me running out nude in front of the guy that needed to kick the penalty to win for New Zealand, and he missed it because he saw what I was offering.
I remember that.
Do you?
I remember that on a number of levels. I remember that phone call, and I remember that moment.
Wow. Okay. See, I'm not into sport, but I'm into nude men, so he's got my tick so far. He is winning.
Okay. Next is Jody. Who'd you egg?
My girlfriend lived at Darlinghurst at King's Cross near the Coke sign, and we were sitting out on her veranda having a few beverages, as you do, when we were watching the gutter crawlers in their BMWs, you know, prowling around picking up young girls. So
we
started egging them.
Are you? Oh, wow!
Wow.
Now, that's Jody laughing.
I got it.
So she was egging men picking up prostitutes. That's a crime in a little way.
What did she call them?
Gutter crawlers. And you know what? We prefer media identities. So, quite frankly, it's offensive.
What's harder to explain to your wife? Lipstick on the collar or egg on your lapel?
That's very good that Jody and her girlfriend were sitting on the veranda that they built.
Yeah. I got that. Let's get to Ben.
Well, I was a little bit younger. We took a group of blokes overseas. We went to the UK and did a bit of a soccer tour. And while we're in a stop over in Japan, we see the fire brigade doing a bit of a training regime. We saw them up the top of one of the emergency exits on the side of a building, and they had a full life-size dummy. And we thought it'd be hilarious if we ran up the side of the building while they were having a meeting and hoiked it over the top of the building next to where they were having the meeting.
Oh, Ben.
That's a lot of effort.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, it's criminality, but it's just stupid criminality. It's good.
It's also got a lovely bit of international incident about it, which I like.
Yeah. But out of our finals, we've come to one winner, and I've got to say, this guy is an actual crim, like inside done some time. It's also one of my favourite callers that we've had on the show this year. It's Luke. What's the first thing you do when you get out of the clink?
Went straight to the bottle and got a case of Jim Beam cans, and then went and got charcoal chicken and chips for lunch. Yeah, best thing ever. Decent feed in a case of piss.
He's now a front bencher. That's the good thing.